Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
I love showing the satellite map, you know, just a kind of a Google satellite map today, was showing Egypt and how lush it is. And Joe, even though it was the land of slavery, things grew there. I mean, they had garlic and cucumber and fish from the Nile River. And so they enter that, they exit that space, it's called the Exodus, and they enter the desert. And God has them there for a reason. And it ends up being 40 years, but much of that time was disciplinary. But they had to be there 2 or 3 years to receive the Ten Commandments at Mount Sinai, to build the Ark of the Covenant, to establish a covenant where God said, I will be your God and you will be my people. And so it's this massive desert, and some of it was unnecessary, but some of it was absolutely necessary for their spiritual formation. I think the question of the desert for the Israelites was, how does this unruly mob of ex-slaves become the people of God? So how are they supposed to transition from being the people of slavery to the people of God? And much of that work was supposed to happen in the desert.
I remember reading Exodus for the first time, and I would get to the point where something amazing would happen. I mean, name a miracle, something, God would do something amazing. And then literally a chapter later, then the Israelites are like, they're complaining again. And I would think, why do they not remember what just happened?
Yeah, they're a bunch of babies. I would never do anything like that.
And yet I find myself doing the same thing.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, you've hit on something there, Joe, that I think is very important, is that in reading a story like that, it's possible for us to place ourselves above the characters and kind of look down on them for what they're doing. And I think sometimes it's healthier to place ourselves among the characters. And you know, if I went 3 days without water, I might be screaming too. You know, if I had to eat manna, and it was manna, this food substance that they ate, it was like flakes, and then they would put it in like a mortar and pestle and grind it and add water to it, and it would make this mush. They were eating this breakfast, lunch, and dinner day after day after day. And so when finally it erupts after about 2 years, what I call the manna riots of the Sinai Desert, I think they've been eating it for 2 years, every single meal, and they just had enough.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.